Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about the kitsune that can do both good and evil. First, Otora Jitsune, the three-legged fox. Next, Oji no Kitsune, the Oji foxes. After that, Momiji, the maple witch. And finally, Jumen, the wrinkly spirit. So, let's get started. Season 10, Episode 7, Foxes and Sorcery. Otora Jitsune, the three-legged fox. This particular fox was a one-eyed, three-legged kitsune that lived in the Aichi Prefecture. He was known for possession known as Kitsune Suki. It's when people are possessed by a fox. Otora Jitsune lost an eye from the Battle of Nagashino. He was watching the fight when a stray bullet struck his eye. One day, he was finally killed by a hunter. But his legacy continued. His grandchildren took up his name and carried on his traditions by possessing humans and telling his stories through human mouths. Oji no Kitsune, the foxes of Oji. These fox people are named after the Inari Shrine in the town of Oji. Every New Year's Eve, every kitsune in eastern Japan come together in Oji to give thanks and make wishes for the New Year's. Did you know that before the 20th century, Oji was a place for rice paddies and farms? Since then, the fox Inari was a god of harvest. A large group of kitsune gather for a prosperous year for that harvest. Momiji, the maple witch. Centuries ago, a powerful sorceress named Momiji lived in the Nagano Mountains. One day, a samurai named Taira no Koremuchi was tasked with hunting oni. When he and his men were climbing a mountain, he spotted a woman and she invited them to a party, which they agreed to go to. Suddenly, at the party, a 10-foot kijo with horns made of burning wood showed up, and in the end, Koremuchi battled the kijo and slayed it. However, once it died, it was revealed that it was the hostess. It was actually a demoness called Momiji. Jumen, the wrinkly spirit. The Jumen is a hideous yokai with small elephant-like ears and a tuckered-in face. It first appeared in a scroll of 12 yokai known as Bakemono Tsukushi Emaki. Its description is even its name remains a mystery. It's a possibility that the artist named this yokai with a play on words based on its wrinkly, ugly face. Thank you for joining me for another adventure of Yokai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!